News. I'm Ben Thomas. A judge in New York has ruled Donald Trump committed fraud for years as he built his real estate empire. Sagar Magani has details.
In a civil suit brought by New York's attorney general, the judge found Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by massively overvaluing his assets. It wasn't just a brag about being rich, but rather that the lies on annual financial statements led to more deals, favorable loan terms, and lower insurance premiums. Trump has said a disclaimer on the statements absolves him of wrongdoing. The judge says it does not. In the strongest repudiation yet of Trump's carefully cultivated image as a rich and shrewd mogul. A non-jury trial will decide what punishments he faces. The attorney general wants $250 million in penalties and Trump banned from doing business in New York. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's getting tight on Capitol Hill, 5 days to a possible government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing a revolt from hard-right Republicans eager to slash spending, but he's pointing the finger down Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's easy. All the president has to do is say, you know what? As one of my fundamental jobs as the president of the United States is to secure a border.
President Biden joined picketing auto workers in Michigan on the 12th day of the UAW strike against Detroit's Big Three.
So let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law raising taxes on guns and ammunition to pay for school safety.
The health-related costs, the cost borne by the taxpayers for gun violence is off the charts. Any fiscal conservative should be making that case.
And Slick Fielding Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson has died at the age of 86, one of the most beloved and accomplished athletes in Baltimore history. This is AP News. Cars are getting more and more safety features, yet more pedestrians and cyclists are being killed in vehicle accidents these days. Jennifer King takes a look at why.
Crash fatalities have gone up 43% since 2011, due in part to speeding, drunk driving, neglecting seatbelts, and more miles driven. But pedestrian and cyclist deaths increased by 64%. Experts say a steep rise in the sales of pickup trucks and SUVs could be partly to blame. That's according to officials at both the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and the Department of Transportation. Studies show the height and boxy front ends of the vehicles create blind spots and hit pedestrians higher in the body than sedans, resulting in more serious injuries. A coalition of safety groups wants the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to start factoring the safety of those outside the vehicles into its five-star safety ratings. I'm Jennifer King.
Thanks, Jennifer. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.